Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is April 21st, 2019. This is the Special Report section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. The topic for this video will be an analysis of the Vedic astrology chart of U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But before we begin, a little announcement. The Astrology News Report has been a public YouTube channel for 5 years. For the past 2 years, I have been asking for donations in an effort to get some financial compensation for all the time this work requires. Despite thousands of views each week, the amount of weekly donations has been quite low. Therefore, starting in May, the Astrology News Report will become a private channel, accessible to subscribers who pay $20 per month for the weekly videos. Paying subscribers will receive a link via email to each week's video, and they'll also have opportunity to interact with me with their questions and so forth. To sign up, make your donation via PayPal in the usual way, with a note that it's for subscription. For those who do not have a PayPal account, contact me via my email address and we'll make other arrangements. Okay, this special report segment is on the Vedic astrology chart of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a young woman from New York who rocketed into fame last year when she blew away a powerful establishment politician to become the Democratic Party nominee and subsequently the U.S. representative of her Bronx, Queens, New York City district. Mrs. Ocasio-Cortez's unexpected win, her passion for speaking her mind, plus her photogenic good looks, have kept her in the media limelight ever since. AOC, as the media calls her, was born October 13, 1989, at 11:50 a.m. in Bronx, New York. Here's her Vedic astrology chart. The rising sign is Scorpio, with Venus situated in the ascendant. Scorpio is a deep, feeling, passionate sign with strong determination. Scorpio has powerful intuition. Scorpios are attracted to power, getting power, and using that power. The usual way for Scorpio to acquire power is by forming alliances with others. Having Venus, the planet of relationship, in the ascendant is very helpful to that end, and, just generally, for involvement with others. It also helps in making AOC attractive, relatable, and very social. Note that the rising nakshatra is Jyeshtha, the lunar sign connected with Indra, the ruler of heaven. Indra has to earn his position as the ruler and protector of heaven. He does this by going out and battling the demons. Likewise, Jyeshtha people are always having to battle and work hard to maintain their position. Mars is the planet of combat and the ruler of the ascendant sign Scorpio. Mars, therefore, represents the sense of self, and it is a key planet in the chart. We find Mars in the 11th house in Virgo, where it is accompanied by Mercury and the Sun. This is a very powerful three-planet combination. The Sun and Mars together indicate leadership. Sun is the planet of ego. Mars is the planet of aggression. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is no shrinking violet. Now, add in Mercury, strong in its own sign Virgo, especially with Mars. Mercury is the planet of the intellect. Virgo is the sign of details and analysis. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking. Mars is the planet of action. Mercury is communication. Mars is force. When the planet of communication combines with the planet of force, what do you get? Forceful communications. AOC isn't shy about being on camera, and she makes potent use of social media. She's bold and assertive in committee hearings. Thankfully, she does have Venus in her ascendant, which helps to moderate things a bit. Looking around at other planetary positions in the chart, we see the Moon in Pisces in the fifth house. For Scorpio rising charts, the Moon represents the ninth house of higher learning, beliefs, good fortune, and destiny. Having the ruler of the ninth house of beliefs and philosophies in the fifth house of teachers and guidance makes Ms. Ocasio-Cortez a natural teacher. And since the Moon, especially in Pisces, is deep feeling, she has a lot of emotional attachment to those truths she holds dear. Now, see that her Moon and Mercury are directly opposed to each other. In other words, her intellectual understanding and her feelings are in some kind of conflict. The Moon is across from the Sun, so this is a nearly full moon, and opposed by Mars, meaning lots of drama. Saturn is the planet of serious stuff, the harsh realities planet. In this chart, it is in the second house of money, materiality, values, family, and speech. Saturn, the planet of limitation, in this position, does not help AOC achieve any great wealth. Indeed, her last job was working as a bartender. Saturn, the planet of responsibility, in the second house equals responsibility to the family. It's also the planet of delay, which can delay forming your own family. Saturn, in the house of speech, indicates speaking carefully with gravity. But note, too, the presence of Uranus, the planet of rebellion, and Neptune, the planet of idealism. And we see that Saturn represents her third house of skills and talents, as well as her fourth house of the heart. So, she is a skillful speaker who speaks from her heart. Also, the combination of Saturn conjunct Neptune signifies someone who can't be deceived. In other words, she has a great BS detector. Now for Jupiter. The planet of increase, prosperity, faith, truth, and wisdom resides in the eighth house, in the sign Gemini. This is an interesting placement. As the planet of prosperity in the eighth house of other people's money, this position indicates potential for access to others' resources, which might manifest as marrying somebody with money, or getting an inheritance, or even receiving donations. As the planet of wisdom in the house of research and investigation, and especially in Gemini, a sign that loves information, it gives AOC a notable capacity to digest a lot of data. In other words, she's smart. See that Neptune and Saturn both aspect Jupiter from across the chart. Neptune, the planet of imagination, influencing Jupiter, produces some wild ideas. Saturn influencing Jupiter simultaneously helps keep it all real. So, she's a curious combination of idealism and practicality. Now, let's take a look at what Vedic astrology can tell us about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's future. According to the Vimshatari Dasha, the planetary period system, AOC is currently in her Ketu major period, which began in December 2016 and lasts until December 2023. Ketu periods can be very variable. It's the significator of past life karma, which needs to be resolved in this lifetime. Here it is in her 10th house, the house of career, status, and position. Also, it's in Leo. Leo's a sign of royalty, leadership, power, and ruling. Ketu has a reputation for causing change. Going from bartender to representative in the U.S. Congress, yeah, that seems like Ketu is manifesting bigly in her life. She got elected during her Sun sub-period, which ran from July 2018 until late November 2018. The Sun is the ruler of her 10th house of status, position, and reputation, and is powered up by its association with Mars, the planet of action, which is also the ruler of her ascendant, in the 11th house of accomplishments. So, she gets elected to Congress. Currently, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is in a moon sub-period, but that will be ending shortly. That is followed by a Mars sub-period, which is short and intense, running from June 2019 until November 2019. Mars, the planet of action and force, will activate that powerful combination in her 11th house and directly turn on the ascendant. We'll be hearing a lot from AOC in the coming months. Now for a look at the transits. Since October 2018, Jupiter has been transiting in Scorpio, putting the benefic planet of opportunity and confidence in her ascendant. Jupiter delivered the goods for her in last November's election. Jupiter continues to boost her ascendant until November of this year, when it then moves into her second house, putting the planet of opportunity and truth in her second house of values and speech for a year. So, lots of opportunity coming up in the speaking department. Saturn is currently transiting in Sagittarius, her second house, since October 2017. This is what Western astrology calls the Saturn return, something that happens to everyone around the age of 28 to 30, in other words, Saturn coming back to its natal position. Often this shows up as a new, serious direction in one's life. Saturn will move on and enter sidereal Capricorn next year in January, where it will be in its own sign and boost up her third house of skills and talents and initiative for making serious efforts. Rahu is transiting in Gemini now, putting it in AOC's 8th house, where it emphasizes financial arrangements and reliance on the support from others. Of course, all members of Congress have to deal with fundraising. So, helps in that area. Ketu, meanwhile, is transiting in Sagittarius and affecting her second house, indicating some dissatisfaction with the second house situation. In other words, some deficiency with personal finances and or problems with family relations. Note that Saturn is there too. These two natural malefics in this sector of the chart cause some issues with another meaning of the second house, personal values. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week's episode. For those who wish to support what I am doing here, here's the link to click on for the donation page. And a reminder, in a couple of weeks, this channel will go private. So if you would like to continue getting Vedic Astrology weekly updates and special reports, it's going to be $20 per month, payable by PayPal donation, or get in touch with me if you want to pay in some other manner. Okay, bye for now.